right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Hallelujah. We're thankful to be off and running in a new year and just looking forward to what God's going to do and just believing Him for many, many great things in this year to come. And we just want to be glad to join together today and worship the Lord. Amen? Amen. It's good just to be in His presence. It's good just to be here gathered together. You know, the Bible says that we should gather ourselves together even more so as we see the days approaching. Amen? Yeah. And we know that that day is approaching, and we know that we want to be ready and prepared, and we want to do all we can just to let God be available in our lives and in our hearts. So this morning, we want to just open up and worship and just be thankful that God is with us. Amen.
Amen. Who's ready to thank God this morning?
Free.
stand still. You're gonna get up, ready? Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. You pick me up, you turn me around, you place my feet on solid ground. I thank the Savior, because you healed my heart, you changed my fate. Forever free, I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because you healed my heart, you changed my fate. Forever free, I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, I thank God.
Hallelujah. I just feel like God wants me to share this. God and I was talking this morning. And yes, he speaks with me. And he talks with me. And he walks with me. Because I have a relationship with him on a daily, regular basis. You know, even at doing that, Satan tries to stick his lies into your thoughts. And I had gone to him. And I was seeking him. And the Bible tells us to seek him, and he will be found. If he did, that wouldn't even be in there if he didn't want to have a conversation with you. It's not easy getting up here. And a lot of times, you know, there are times that God gives things to me during the week, and sometimes it's right on the way to church. And sometimes I don't even know I'm going to even say anything, that he's put something in my heart until service starts. And I was allowing Satan to put these thoughts in my head. People are getting tired of hearing you. People are getting tired of hearing you all the time, every week. So I was going to God with this. And I'm like, God, why every week am I going up there? Why are you using me like that? I know that sounds stupid and I know that sounds silly. Because I know there's a lot of people that want God to use them, and I do want God to use me. But this is how Satan was working in my head. And he said, Laura, it's not always about speaking to others, but it's about you sometimes. Because I want you to build your faith. When I ask you to do something, you step out in faith and you do it. And you do it in obedience. I'm building your faith and I'm building your obedience. I know this word is for somebody. You have to walk in faith. And you have to walk in obedience no matter what the enemy tries to tell you. And put in your head, you got to make a choice of not to believe the lies, but to honor God in obedience.
Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I could do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I've never been more loved than I am right now.
I'm going through a storm.
Mountaintop. so clear what it's all about. So stay by my side when the sun goes down. I don't want to forget how I feel right now.
Jireh, you are the love. Come on and sing, Jireh. Jireh, you are the love. I will be content. Amen.
say that again.
I will be content in every circumstance again. And I will be content in every circumstance. Jireh, you are enough. Jireh, you are enough. Jireh, you are enough. Forever enough, always enough.
Jesus.
inside of our hearts.
I'm caught up in your presence. I just want to sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this whole.
Jesus, you don't know me.
just want you, nothing else, nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you, nothing else, nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you, nothing else. Come on, sing it to him this morning. Nothing else, Jesus, we want you.
Nothing else will do.
I just want. Nothing else will do. I just want you. Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you. Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you. Oh, we want you, Lord. We long for more of you, Jesus. Come and fill us, Lord. Oh, only you saves. Only you satisfies.
is good all the time. Yes, I just want you to rest in his presence and his goodness, because God's goodness is on us today. Amen? Amen. I'm telling you right now that the Lord is just touching people even now in worship. He's been touching us, and he's going to continue to touch us, and he's just doing a work in our lives, and he's doing what he needs to do for us in 2023. Amen? Yes, the Lord is good. Hallelujah. I just want you to know that about the only announcement I have this morning is that on the 21st, that's Saturday, the men will be having their breakfast at the plaza, and as many of you men can come and make it, that would be great, and we'll get the year started off with some good food and fellowship and just enjoy each other. And we're also looking at the opportunity that if we try someplace else, hey, we got our hearts open. And in the next couple months, we'll be talking about that and seeing if there's something different we want to do. But for this first of the month, we're going to start out at the plaza, and we're going to have breakfast and enjoy each other, and it'll be a good time. So I'd like for you all to be there that can be there.
The sweatshirts have, they should be in any time. I keep having people wonder about the sweatshirts that was ordered. We expected them to be in last week, but they weren't, so hopefully this week.
So sweatshirt should be in any time, and we look forward. Yeah, 9 o'clock is when the men's breakfast is. Yep, and it'll be a good one, and we'll enjoy it, and it'll be good. Hallelujah. Okay, so what we're going to do then is we'll go ahead and release the children to go to children's church. Woo, they're probably ready to get going. And then for offering today, we're just going to talk about the fact that the Bible says it's required among stewards to be found faithful. Amen. And so when you are giving your tithes and offerings, it's something you want to be found faithful in, because God is faithful. Amen. And we know that when God is faithful, he will work on our behalf. Amen. And when it comes to tithes and offerings, we know that the Lord rebukes the devourer on our behalf, and he opens up the windows of heaven. Amen. And he's always doing stuff to work on our behalf and help us in every aspect of this thing called life, because he's a good, loving, caring God that wants to do something for you and work on your behalf. So when you give, you're opening up that door for God to come and be a delightsome work in your life. And he says that he'll cause you to be a delightsome land. Amen. And so this morning, we just want to give God the opportunity to touch our lives by giving. And so we're going to pray over the tithes and offerings. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray this morning over tithes and offerings, Father God, that as people come forth and give, Father, you're touching what they give, Father. You're causing it to be increased. You're causing it to be blessed. You're causing them to be blessed, Father. You're rebuking the devourer on their behalf. You're opening up the windows of heaven, and you're opening up doors for them, God. And Father, you're just moving and doing what you do, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, today I'm going to talk to you about prayer and fasting. And this is a good subject for us to be into in the beginning of the year. And it's a good time for us to talk about this and just let the Lord move on our behalf. And we're going to start here in the book of Luke chapter 11. And it says in verse 1, "And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, When ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. And he was just teaching them how to reach out and pray. And what I want you to know is that that's how easy it is for you to reach out and pray. Just reach out towards the Lord and your voice and who you are, and know that he's waiting to hear from you. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. And I just want you to know that he goes on to say, and he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine is mine in his journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he said, and he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. In other words, because of his persistence and his consistency, almost to the point of being annoying, amen? So I want you to know something, that you can never pray too much. And you can never pray enough, that you are done with your prayers, and that you should always keep your heart open, because God is always willing to listen and hear what you have to say, and he wants to hear from what you have to say, amen? He wants to hear from you. And it's important that we know this, because we want to make sure that we are opening up our hearts to the Lord on a regular basis, and that we are just open to what God wants to do. And it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Remember here, it doesn't say for everything give thanks. It says in the middle of everything give thanks. Amen? So we want to make sure that in our prayer that we pray without ceasing, that we are always the people that are mindful of prayer, and that we have a heart towards praying and thinking through things of God and making sure that he's a top priority in our life on a day-to-day basis. And then that we give thanks. Amen? And that we're very thankful for what God has done, and we're very thankful for how he's working on our behalf. Amen? And so we want to make sure that our heart is always open to the Lord in this area. And it says right here in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians 6, it says, 18, it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. I want you to know that praying always, you know, we want to make sure that we are consistent prayers, that we don't just pray haphazardly like once this month or once this week. No, we want to make sure that we are praying on a consistent basis and letting God know what's in our heart, amen? And letting him know what we're believing God for, amen? Because these are critical parts of our faith. And when we are in prayer, we can have a confidence in who God is and what God is doing and what God will do on our behalf. Now, I'm going to read this next section, because we're going to see that Jesus is busy, and we're going to see him out doing all kinds of work, and then we're going to see what he does to make his life so successful. So we're going to look at Luke chapter 5, and we're going to begin to read in verse 6, I think. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes in their net break. And Jesus had just told the disciples to go out and drop their nets. And so they just got this great multitude of fish. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of fishes which they had taken. And so also was James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were in partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, for henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought in their boat ships to the land, they forsook all and followed him. And it came to pass, when he was in a certain day city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. Immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he charged him to tell no man, but go and show himself to the priest and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. But so much the more went there a fame about him, that the great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him for their infirmities. So we see that Jesus is just inundated with people that are listening, that are hearing, that are being touched by what he's doing. And he's so busy that he's in the middle of this thing. And it says in verse 16, and he withdrew himself in the wilderness and prayed. So we see that there are times where no matter how busy you are, you need to set yourself back and make sure that you have times of prayer in your life. Amen? Because even though Jesus was super busy as he was, he knew he had to take time away to pray and withdraw himself and get into the presence of God. And it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. See that? The power of the Lord was present to heal. Why? Because Jesus withdrew himself to pray. And we need to make sure that we are in a constant time of making sure that no matter how busy we are in life, we stop and we take time to pray, and we take time to let the Lord lead us in those prayers and let his presence come and be upon us. Amen? And we want to make sure that we're allowing God to have that time in our life and making sure that we make ourselves available to the Lord so that he can make sure that he is moving on our behalf in all the ways that he needs to and wants to and likes to move on our behalf. Amen? And it says right here in Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. See, one thing that prayer does is it keeps our hearts and our minds. Amen? It gives us a peace because we know that God has heard us. And if we know that God has heard us, we know that the requests we've made, he will do. Amen? And we've made our requests known unto God. And God will work on those things and do what he will with them, and we can be confident in what God is going to do on our behalf. Amen? It says right here in John 15, it says, verse 7, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. So again, we see this, that if God's words abide in us, we can ask what we will, okay? So our prayers will be answered, amen? And our prayers will be heard, and God will answer us and make sure that he's working on our behalf, amen? And so we want to make sure that this year that we are praying and that we're opening up our hearts to praying and open up our hearts to make sure that we are people that are letting God know just how much we are in unity with him. And then I want you to see something about how to pray. It says here in Matthew chapter 6 about private prayer. It says, Matthew chapter 6, verse 5, and when you prayest, thou shalt not be like the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and the Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard of their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which are in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now, I want you to see something here that the Bible's letting you know that your prayer life with God is very common. I want you to know that it's a normal thing. And I want you to know that you don't have to do anything special to get God to hear you. You just have to have an open heart of integrity that you are using when you go towards God. Amen? And you just have to have an open heart, and you just have to pray and let the Lord know. He knows exactly who you are. He's created you. And you're enough. And so the way you pray is enough. Amen? God can hear you, and God will work with you right where you're at. And you don't have to do anything fancy, and you don't have to try to do anything to put on a persona or a face or anything like that. You just need to be open in your heart to prayer. Amen? And God will touch you, and God will be with you. And so I want to just transition here a little bit. And I want to go to Mark chapter 9. And we're going to see that Jesus has come upon a situation where he had to pray, and his disciples were praying but could not get a result. And so it's Mark chapter 9, verse 20. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell up on the ground and wallowed foaming. So Jesus comes upon a situation where his disciples had tried to pray for a young man that was possessed of a devil, and nothing happened. And so now they bring him in front of Jesus, and he's wallowing around foaming at the mouth. And he asked his father, how long ago is it since this came to him? And he said, of a child. And oftentimes it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people were running together, he rebuked the spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent his clothes and came out of him. And he was as one dead, and so much that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? Why couldn't we cast that devil out? They had dealt with other devils, and Jesus was just with them. And he said unto them, this kind can come out forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Say that with me, prayer and fasting. And so we want you to know that we're just going to talk for a few minutes here on fasting, because it's a great benefit that God has given to us. Amen? It's a great benefit that we can use, and it's an addition to our prayer. It's an addition to our things that we do. It's an additional weapon of warfare that's been given to us for this purpose, so that we can use it and fight battles. Amen? And so another one here, we want to look and just make sure that you guys know that fasting is a part of your heritage, and that fasting is something that you guys are supposed to do. And it says in Matthew chapter 9, verse 14, then came to him the disciples of John, saying, why do we fast? Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but thy disciples fast not? And Jesus said unto them, can the children of the bridegroom mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them, and then shall they fast. So I want you to know something, that during this time that we as Christians are on this earth with the absence of Jesus who's up in heaven, we are supposed to be fasting at certain times. Amen? And the Lord has called us to be people of fasting and prayer. And so I want you to know that fasting is something that should be done by Christians. Amen? And what is fasting? Well, it's the voluntary reduce or eliminate your intake of food for a specific time and purpose. Abstinence may be complete or partial, lengthy, short in duration, or lengthy in duration, or intermittent. And so we find out that fasting is something that we can do, and because it's an individual thing, God can take into consideration anything you need to that you have a purpose for. In fact, some people may not be able to fast food because they have medicine that they have to take. And because of that, they might not be able to fast food the way that we would be able to fast food if we didn't have those conditions. So sometimes you can find things that the Lord would want you to fast. And I tell you what, sometimes it's a good idea to fast social media and fast some of these things that get our mind off course, amen? And just put them aside for a little bit and seek the Lord, amen? And while you're doing that, take that extra time and spend it seeking God, getting His Word, getting there in prayer and study and seek Him, and make sure that you find ways to go after the pursuit of what God has for you, amen? And I want you to just be people that are willing to pray and people that are willing to fast, because fasting does make a big difference in the Bible. We're going to see a couple examples here. I'm going to look at 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And we see that there was a situation where a group of people came up against God's people and were setting in array a battle to go out against them. And so it says in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, it says, "It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon with them, other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea of this side of Syria, and behold, they be in Hazazon-Tamar," hallelujah, "which is in Engedi," whatever that is. "And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together and asked help of the Lord. Even out of the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord." And I want you to know something, that when people gather in the name of the Lord and go on a fast, God will answer. Amen? And so if you read down through here, you'll find out that that there was a man in the that was there who received a word from the Lord, and the word was that in verse 14 and in 15, it says, and he said, "Hearken, ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou the king of Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid for dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down after against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel." And you would find, if we read this whole story, that it came just like the Lord said. The salvation came through the Lord. And they did not have to fight. They did not have to battle. In fact, they went out playing instruments. Amen. And they went out playing instruments, and the battle came up against those guys, and they ended up fighting amongst themselves and not even touching the people of Israel. And this is what happened when they fasted and prayed and sought God for an answer. So I want you to know something, that sometimes when you have challenging situations and you don't know what to do, it might be a time that God is drawing you into a fast. Amen? And the Lord is bringing you into a fast so that you can take the time to set Him before you and to hear what God has to say to you, amen, and give you some clear direction and give you a clear direction so you can know what to do in a situation, amen. So don't be afraid to sit yourself for a fast and let God help you with a situation that you're trying to figure out, amen, because God is good and God is a good caring God that wants to help you in every situation in your life. Amen. We're also going to look over here at Esther chapter 4. Queen Esther was in a very difficult situation because there was a man during that time that had that wanted to see killing done to the Jews. And particularly, Esther was raised by her uncle, Mordecai, who this man was really enraged with, and he wanted to have all the Jews executed and all this other stuff. And Mordecai went to his niece, which is Esther the queen, and said something to her. And the Bible says that he said, "Queen Esther, you can't be afraid," basically, because the Bible says that it could be that this is a time that you were appointed of the Lord to be in the position you were in. And so we're going to go and see what her answer was after she said this. In Esther chapter 4, verse 15, it says, "Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer: Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink for 3 days, nights, or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go unto the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish." Wow. So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him to do. And again, what we find is that Esther, in her time of need, leaned into fasting to get an answer. Amen? And so we need to know that in our times of need, the Lord may have us fast so that we can receive some answers from the Lord. Amen? And so, like I said, a fast, if you've never done it before, you might want to start off by just fasting one meal and getting through that, and like get up or decide that you're going to fast and not eat till dinner or something like that. And then you can add to that, and you can go to a day, 2 days, 3 days, and you can just let the Lord lead you in your fasting. Amen? But fasting is something that's very important to the believer and is something that we should partake in often and regular. Amen? Amen? Amen. Boy, I hear all them shouts of praise. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're liking this topic today. I want to remind you that your Savior went on a 40-day fast when he was being prepared to be the Lord. Amen? And we find out that Jesus went on a 40-day fast, and it was preparing him to be the Lord, to be able to do all that he was able to do, and to be able to keep himself and And it says right here in Mark chapter 1, verse 9, "It came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway, coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness, and he was there in the wilderness 40 days tempted of Satan, and was in the wilderness, and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered unto him." During this time, Jesus was 40 days on a fast, amen? And he was tempted of the devil, amen? And the devil tried to come and tempt Jesus, but Jesus told him to get behind me, Satan, amen? And it said that Satan had to leave him till a different season. in a different period. But what I want you to know is that fasting sometimes is a spiritual weapon that will give you strength. Amen? And it'll give you strength to fight battles and strength to be able to come through things and endure certain things and come out on the other side of those things. Amen? And so we want to make sure that we are always open to the idea of fasting and praying so that we can get with God in these areas and know for sure what we have going on. Amen? Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank you, Father God, for prayer and for fasting, Father, and Lord, that you are teaching us to do it, Father, and Lord, that you will help show us how to do it, Father, and Lord, that these are critical weapons of warfare and critical elements to add to our walk as believers, Father God, and that, Lord, we want to make sure that we are using everything you've given us to the best of our ability, Father, and using it and making sure that we are doing all that we're supposed to do in this thing called life, Father. And Lord, we just want to thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Father, I just want to pray for Tyler and that he's off on a mission and that, Lord, we pray that, God, you're going to be with him and you keep him in the company that he has went with, Father God, and you just are with them, Father, during this time, and you keep them safe and cause them to have a safe return, Father. And Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Father, right now we pray for Raquel and her family, God, that are not feeling well. And Father, we just pray blessing over them. And God, we just pray that healing would come upon them, Father God. And Lord, we just pray that, God, you would just bring them through this sickness time quickly, God, that they would be healed. Supernaturally, God, we loose the working of miracles and gifts of healing to flow into them in Jesus' name. Father, right now, we just pray for Candace. And Lord, we just pray right now, God, that mobility comes upon her, Father God. And Lord, that if there be any pain in her back or neck area, Father, we just pray over that, Father God. And Lord, we just loose the working of miracles and healing to flow into her. And God, we just pray in Jesus' name that you would just touch her and just heal her, Father God. And Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I thank you guys for being here today. I thank you for God's goodness that it's unending. Amen. And that he's poured out himself upon us. And I'll just be up here to pray with anybody that needs prayer. If you need prayer for anything, I'll be here for you. And I just want you to have a super blessed day. Amen. Amen. Praise God.